We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, January 23rd, 2026. The National Weather Service has issued a cold weather advisory for the Champaign-Urbana area ahead of extreme cold expected from this morning through Sunday. A winter storm watch is also in effect from tomorrow through 6 p.m. Sunday. Temperatures are projected to reach a low of minus 1 tonight, with wind chills as cold as minus 16. Tomorrow brings a likely chance of up to 4 inches of snow. Sunday, the low is expected to hit minus 2, all conditions that may leave residents feeling anything but chill. The university sent out a mass mail Wednesday warning students to prepare for the bitter cold. The university urged students to, quote, please prioritize warmth over fashion when attending social events, and remember to take your coat, hat, and gloves with you. Your safety and well-being are our highest priority, end quote. In other words, drip is temporary, frostbite is forever. Students in need of cold weather essentials can contact the Connie Frank Care Center at 217-333-0050 or by emailing basicneeds@illinois.edu. In addition to nationwide alerts, Champaign County's point-in-time count for 2026 began last night to gather information about those experiencing homelessness. Volunteers went out to collect basic information for the report and provide aid for the upcoming winter weather. The data gathered by the count will be used to determine all allocation of federal funds and track the county's progress towards ending homelessness. Organizers will now gather information from local shelters, with all information scheduled to be available by April or May. In education, as a result of a $1 million donation, the south end of the student union at Parkland College will be renamed Chaplin Student Commons to honor the late businessman George Chaplin. Chaplin's children facilitated the gift because of their father's support for education, specifically in the trades. It will be used to support both Parkland College General Nursing Fund and the Parkland College Foundation. The family also made a $1 million gift to the university's Division of Intercollegiate Athletics last week, which will rename State Farm Center's East Circle Drive to George Chaplin Family Drive. Finally, the university announced Jean E. Robinson as the new executive director and CEO of the Discovery Partners Institute. This appointment comes as the Granger College of Engineering will take a leadership role in DPI. DPI believes that Granger Engineering's reputation and experience with computing and engineering will serve the industry and meet its needs. That, along with the college's strong relations in Chicago, made the college more than qualified to lead the institution. DPI is a Chicago-based hub working to foster digital-based transformation around the world through research, education, and business development. The institute focuses on applying innovative AI technology, quantum technologies, data science, and more. Robinson said, quote, DPI has a mandate to do something big in AI, end quote. For Illinois, this means it will play a central part in generational technologies. DPI will do so by identifying areas where AI can be applied to industries crucial to Chicago's economy and partnering with them to incorporate these technologies. Rashid Bashir, Dean of the Granger College of Engineering and Vice Chancellor of Chicago Strategic Partnerships, said, quote, Jean is an exceptional leader and a very distinguished scholar who has a track record of advancing interdisciplinary research, building meaningful partnerships across academia, industry, and government, and translating discovery into societal impact, end quote. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Gavin Westlake, Mac Jones, and Kyler Bowie. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.